today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you all very much for choosing IRIB to listen to. This is today's special. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the calendar tells us that today is Tuesday, the 29th of Ramadan, 1440 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Khordad, 1398 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of June 2019 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We invite you to listen together with us to the recitation of verse number 185 of chapter Al-Baqarah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an hudan linnasi wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
It should be noted that fasting in Islam is to train to suppress our natural appetites and shun evil. It does not mean abstaining only from food, but from every kind of evil. Abstination from food is only a step towards the realization that if one has to abstain from that which is lawful, how much more must he abstain from what has been forbidden by Allah? The main object of the Islamic fast is to purify the conduct and character and to get the soul charged with divine attributes of Allah and the practical life for one complete month. It helps the Muslim to guard themselves against evil as well as conditioning with restraint by habituating themselves to suffer physical affliction and self-control, which they must always be prepared to suffer in the defense of faith and the faithful.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
My dear friends, in the blessed days of the month of Ramadan, we all know that the spiritual feast of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spread, and we try to make it as much use as we can as possible. But it's also very important to sort of keep up that spirituality that we have gained throughout the month of Ramadan. Now, let's have a look at how we can do that. Ramadan is a level playing field wherein people compete with each other in good deeds and benevolence. During this blessed month, souls are trained in virtue and accustomed to dignity. They learn to disdain vices, sins, and acquire all good attributes. Whoever witnesses this month without gaining any of its rewards is indeed poor, and nothing cripples him other than negligence, laziness, procrastination, and false hopes. However, what is appalling is to see some of those who were guided to do good deeds and take provisions from virtues during this month hastily destroying what they had built and replacing good with evil. This is a gross mistake and shameful act in the true sense of the word, and no remorse or apology will revoke it when you stand in front of your one and only Lord. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We find that in the month of Ramadan, the very practice of fasting gives everybody a sense of discharging our religious duties. Likewise, it brings about very positive effects in the persons or people who've been active in fasting in the month of Ramadan or throughout the month of Ramadan. Now, one of the questions is that how should we or how can we maintain and reinforce the attitude, the public attitude toward the month of Ramadan? In this connection, we find that the person should have good relations with God as the creator of the human beings.
قالت فاطمة الزهراء عليها السلام: ما يصنع الصائم بصيامه إذا لم يصن لسانه وسمعه وبصره وجوارحه.
فاطمة الزهراء عليها السلام said, "What is the fasting person doing with his fast if he is not guarding his tongue, his hearing, his sight, and his limbs from sins?"
Now we find that in the month of Ramadan, we are expected to be concerned with those people who understand, who appreciate the good from the bad, and who understand the kind of moral education one has already been associated with. Another one is in this regard is that some people are very much attractive to us, not because of the complexion or because of the external beauty. Rather, this is because of the moral development, and at the same time, this is because they are always after knowledge, after adding to their own knowledge. And now we find that these elements, when they get together, they make the first meeting place of the Ahl al-Bayt.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah.
Dear friends, today is the anniversary of the demise of the late Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the one who inspired the Iranian people that enough is enough and we can stand on our own feet. We would like to express our condolences for those who love and support him. And we are going to talk a little bit about today. On June 4th, 1989 AD, the father of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayh, passed away at the age of 87. Following this, world Muslims and conscientious people throughout the globe mourned for the sage of the age, who had not just transformed Iran into a powerful, independent country, but by inspiring the people to overthrow the British-installed Pahlavi regime, also shattered big power equations in Iran and in the region. Imam Ayatollah Sayyid Ruhullah Musawi Khomeini was a Muslim cleric and marja, and the political leader of the 1979 Islamic Revolution of Iran, which overthrew Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, the last Shah of Iran. Following the revolution, Imam Khomeini became the grand leader of Iran, the paramount figure in the political system of the new Islamic Republic, until his demise. Imam Khomeini was considered a marja-i taqlid to many Muslims, and in Iran, he was officially addressed as Imam rather than Grand Ayatollah. His supporters adhere to this convention. Imam Khomeini was also a highly influential and innovative Islamic political theorist, most noted for his development of the theory of Velayat al-Faqih, the guardianship of the jurisconsult.
The Imam actually came at a better time in history. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported to have said, this is al-Hadith, that I came in the best time of human history. At the time the Messenger of Allah came, the world was dominated by two powers. I don't know whether they were called superpowers at that time. The Persian Empire in the east and the Roman Empire in the west. At that time, we might say that the world was in darkness and a drop of light somewhere appeared in the desert of Arabia until it culminated in smashing the two powers, East and West. The Imam came also at a similar time. When you have the dominance of two ideologies, the capitalist ideology in the Western world and socialist and communist ideology in the East, and the rest of the world was made to see which side to belong to, because they have already defined the world. The communists, they have a problem about religion, which they coin as opium of the people. This is the saying of Karl Marx, that religion was an opium of the people. The Imam came and he changed the equation. We used to believe that religion was an opium of the people, but your religion, your Iranian religion, now showed it is a religion which is being used to wake people up. Opium means to make people sleep. But now we believe now your religion is makes people wake up. It's because it's the same religion you use to make a revolution.
اگر این انسجام پیدا بشد انشاءالله پیدا میشد.
The revolution led by Imam Khomeini has taught us about the power of people. It has impacts elsewhere outside Iran.
دست بر قدرت ها از همه ذخایر مسلمین دفاع میشه.
The reason why Imam succeeded is he has based his teachings on true narration of what is truth, through message of Almighty Allah to entire mankind through his messenger. heard someone was saying they need their own Khomeini. Look, the world needs only one Khomeini, and it has won. What remains for the world is to follow the teaching of Imam
Khomeini.
You cannot talk of Imam Khomeini being a former leader or an older leader. He's still the leader. And alhamdulillah, he has got a successor in the person of Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Hafizahullah, where the teaching of the Imam continued as if the Imam himself is alive.
Imam, Imame, and the law of good.
Once again, please accept our condolences on the occasion of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, late Ayatollah Khomeini. Thank you all very much for following us until now, until another episode of today's special. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.